So, if you don't know me, my name is Chris, and I get to be the lead pastor here at PBC. We are in the middle of a sermon series called Unboxing PBC. How many of you guys are Christmas fans? Any Christmas fans in the room? Okay, good. Yeah. The other day, I was talking with my wife, and this is the first year, really, that we have Christmas lights intentionally on our house at Christmas time. And it's not like a, how do I describe it? We were too poor to have Christmas lights, guys. That's really honestly it. Like, I'd go to the store, and I'd look at the price tag on Christmas lights, and I'd be like, dang, man, that's a lot of money to put those on my house. But this year, we ended up with some, and I'm so excited. But they're just white. They're just white lights, because that's what was available. And I was realizing the other day that Christmas is an elegant holiday, right? It's, like, pretty and beautiful, and it's good. And anybody like an elegant Christmas? Yeah, that's great. But I realized that, like, an elegant Christmas, I think it needs to have a lot of elegance to the point that it's, like, extravagant, right? Like, because didn't God, like, lavish his love on us through something like that? Anybody familiar with that? Yeah. Like, it's a super abundance of love. Like, if Christmas was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it'd be the kind of peanut butter and jelly sandwich where you're going to take it out of the Ziploc bag, and on your way in, your hands are getting covered in jam and peanut butter, and on the way out, you are also covered with jam and peanut butter, because there's just so, it's been lavished. You know, the sandwich is just packed full. Anybody like their sandwiches that way? Yeah, okay, yeah. So, like, that's what Christmas is, right? So, like, we have, like, little strings of white lights. I'm like, yes, we have it. But I'm like, it's so little. And what I realize is that when I think of Christmas, I think of, like, lavish and extravagant and, like, opulent fanciness. But then I also think of, like, fun and excitement. So I realize that if Christmas were a dog, got to go with me on this journey. If you know me, this is me. If Christmas were a dog, it would be a young poodle just back fresh from the groomers, right? Because a young poodle, it doesn't know that it's a fancy dog. And so it's on all the furniture, and it's in every mud puddle, and it's in your face. And it's like, hi, how are you? I got a haircut. Hi. But then it's also extravagant, right? You're like, you're just so pretty and soft and cuddly. And so Christmas is this really interesting time because it's like both of these things at once, you know? And so, you know, this is why we have things like, this is why your pastor wears ugly Christmas sweaters to church, okay? And this is why Santa can be on the beach and hanging loose for the holidays. And it's why you can be, you know, luxuriously and extravagantly dressed for Christmas or wear your ugly sweater or your PJs. It's all good because Christmas is a holiday of lavish love and grace. So, here we are unboxing Christmas. And when we talk about unboxing Christmas, just as a review, when we unbox Christmas, what we're doing is we're taking time to slowly open up this Christmas season and enjoy each aspect of Christmas. And if you're familiar with this, like 20 years ago, this would have been called unwrapping Christmas, but now we call it unboxing. You can search for unboxing videos on YouTube. There's millions of them, over shoes and hair dryers and ratchets and chainsaws. Everything gets unboxed now. So we're unboxing Christmas, and we've unboxed the grace of Christmas, and we've unboxed other aspects of Christmas, but today we are specifically unboxing the story of two kings. We're unboxing the story of two kings. Now, part of unboxing is to observe, and part of unboxing is to enjoy, but part of unboxing is also to learn. Now, how many of you have a smartphone? Most of you, right? How many of you really want your smartphone? Some of you, right? How many of you are still learning about your smartphone? You're like, I didn't know my phone could do that, you know? And you're like, you're watching YouTube videos, you're talking to your kids and grandkids, the person in the cube next to you is like, why are you doing that way? That's really hard. Why don't you just push one button instead? I didn't know I could push that in one button. Well, similarly, when we unbox Christmas, we're also learning. And as we talk about the story of two kings here, what's interesting is that typically what happens is we focus on one part of the story, and it's the fun part of the story, and we don't focus on the two kings part of the story. So typically you'd be hearing from this section a story about wise men, right? Or magi. Now, how many magi were there?
Three.
How many would bank on three? Okay, nope. Some of you are like, I'm not falling for that one again, right? You've already heard this sermon before. Why do we think there are three?
The song?
Yeah, we three kings of, yeah, whoops. That made it into the forever lyrics, right? Christmas rewrite step one, we some kings. It doesn't ring though, you know. Yeah, how many kings of Orient? We don't know. Yeah, so there's three wise men. Why would we come up with three beyond the song though? Three gifts, right? Yeah, I mean, if you're really a wise man and you're going to see the newborn king, you want to be the one without a gift. You're like, there's four wise men, and one is like, I have brought gold. And one is like, I have brought frankincense. And one is like, I have brought myrrh. And the other guy's like, yeah, exactly. My dog ate it, Jesus. I'm sorry I didn't do my homework. You know, it feels weird. So we assume three gifts, three kings. No, the truth is these were extravagant gifts. You know, these were really costly. Have you ever pitched in on like a big gift for a parent or a sibling? Yeah, it's different, right? So they're pitching in on this. It says they're wise, not inherently wealthy. You know, it doesn't say like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and the Prince of Saudi Arabia showed up. It says three magi. And so these gifts are extravagant and opulent for this king. And so we tend to focus on these guys, and then we actually miss the kind of the biggest part, the conflict that's going on in the story. And so we're learning about this. We're entering into the story. Now, I must admit, Matthew is my least favorite Christmas version of the story. How many of you like Luke? Luke is great. Luke has rich details. He's got like Mary singing, and in my head, Joel's also there, like strumming on his guitar, right? Singing harmonies. And so we got Mary singing, and you got Anna and Simeon in the temple, and you've got all of these rich details, right? And how many of you like the version of John? John doesn't have like the Christmas story. He's got like this imagery of Jesus, right? There was the light, and there was the Word, and all, you know, this light was the life of mankind, and he came and he dwelt among, and it's like, wow, I get that John's talking about these huge concepts, and he makes it have these analogies that connect to our everyday lives. But then Matthew, it's like boring. I mean, a few weeks ago, you guys at the door, some of you were like, man, when I saw you were covering the genealogy, I thought Snorefest. You know, like why would you choose to just really 17 verses of that today? Okay, thanks, Pastor Chris. But and then you were like, well, there's a lot there. Well, there is a lot there, but it's not exciting to read. He doesn't spell it out. He's a high context writer. And then beyond that, we get to the story of Mary and Joseph and the incarnation and the Holy Spirit coming and all that. And we only get one side of the story. We basically get Joseph's version.